This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It just works now.
Look at that. Christmas over there.
A touchdown. That was easy.
I got all the buttons back.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. I win.
Good get all the buttons back.
I like football. I like football.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a glorious day here on the Rob Brown Show, and the reason that I went and checked Great One was because...
Look at you.
The Gohorn Selly has been added to the roster officially. I went back and forth, Great One, and let's just knock this out immediately and right out of the gate. Do we want, as our great tech Selly, because remember, only a great text is getting the Gohorn Selly. Do we want the great text Horn Selly to be or do we want the great text Horn Selly to be
see, I like the former, not the latter, because it has more it sounds happier. I mean, so this is a great text. You're happy about it. You're not. The other one is just, it's foreboding. It really is. Like something bad is coming.
We talked about the that's the LA Kings horn right there, which is, of course, the NHL franchise connected to our Greenville Swamp Rabbits. But also, you know, we're hometown kids. We're Carolina kids over here. And the Cardiac Canes... as the Carolina Hurricanes horn. So do we go with the affiliation of the local hockey club with the Kings, or do we go with the local hockey club, the Carolina Hurricanes? I'm personally leaning towards the Kings.
Well, since Swamp Rabbits head coach Kyle Mountain is the one who got on to you about not having it.
He busted me up yesterday about it.
So I would go with the one that, you know, is more affiliated with the Swamp Rabbits.
I think you're right. I think that is the way to go. I think that's the way to go. I think we are going to go with the Selly. I'm going to go ahead and make it its own color here on the board, Great One. Go ahead and make it its own color. We're going to give it its own special spot right up here at the top. And from this point forward, as of yesterday, and you can all thank Greenville Swamp Rabbit head coach Kyle Mountain for this, as of today, if you send a great text, I mean a text that I immediately go, I got to read that now. You send a great text, you're catching the Gohorn Selly. All right? So, we're looking for a little textual healing here for the rest of forever on the Rob Brown Show, all right? We want you to touch us textually by sending a great text to 71307. Start that text with fan, F-A-N, and here's the deal. If you send me a great text, I mean, if you just have great text with us, I am going to hit you with the Gohorn Selly. Stick your name on that bad boy, all right? Get your credit. Get your credit where credit is due. Send us a great text at 71307. Start your text with fan, F-A-N, and stick your name on it so you get your name read on the air. Also, by the way, I put out yesterday a little social media plug because I want the Ray Memorial Hotline cooking. I got to tell you, I have been, if I can keep it a buck with you here, I have been a little disappointed because I genuinely thought the Ray Memorial Hotline was going to be absolutely untouchable. I thought it was just going to be like lights out every day, no questions asked. We were going to get 1,000 of these. We get very few.
Shout out to the corporate suits who have decided to place a thing over the button telling you what it's for.
They did. They did. I'm glad they did.
I'm going to take credit for that. Lonzo's a hashtag influencer. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
He's been complaining about that since the debut of the Ray Memorial Hotline. And finally, the suits upstairs were like, yo, Lonzo's got a point. Lonzo's right. Lonzo is cooking over here. Let him cook. Let Zoe cook. And they finally made the change. So the Odyssey app, the Fan Upstate page, click on the little circle microphone button now with a description underneath it. And leave that 30 to 60 second voice note. I put up a couple of social media posts yesterday, just basically inviting the world to use it. I'm like, I don't care if you're not in Greenville, South Carolina. Use this thing. Listen to the show. Have at it. Let's get it cooking. And I can't promise that everyone else here at the Radio Ranch that also uses that isn't going to be upset with me. Because there were a lot of people that were like, I am about to make you regret this, Rob Brown. And my response was, bring it, fool.
See, here's the problem.
Bring it, chump.
You're the only one who realized that that thing exists. I was talking to some people yesterday. They're like, what? There's a button? Yeah, because people in the building don't know it's there. Trying to figure out how you found out first. Maybe you actually read an email that we all ignored. That's what I'm guessing happened.
I mean, probably. Not that anyone around here ignores emails. Couldn't, shouldn't, wouldn't, absolutely never have.
Well, if they come from the boss, I read that thoroughly.
I mean, we all do.
Yeah.
Definitely. For sure. Without question.
You know, and usually check it 2 or 3 times. I read it more than Santa Claus.
All right. We have got a lot to get to today. A lot to talk about. Continuing fallout from the college football playoff rankings that dropped on Tuesday night. We're going to get to those later on. Shane Beamer had a lot to say about it yesterday. We're going to play some audio from his press conference, his reaction to his squad being left out of the rankings. We'll get into that. We have some more comments from Ward Manuel that we have got to get to on the show today. Remember how yesterday and the day before, 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 I was talking about the fact that I do not think that teams who participate in a conference championship game should be dropped behind teams that do not, right? I've said this. I said it to Denton Day yesterday. I've said it to you guys in the Armada multiple times over the past few weeks. I do not think a team that does not participate in their championship game should be elevated above teams who do, even if that team loses. For instance, I do not think that, I don't know, let me just make up 2 teams for no reason at all. I do not think, for instance, hypothetically, of course, that the University of Alabama should be elevated over the SMU Mustangs if the SMU Mustangs were to lose the ACC title game. No reason I'm saying that and using those 2 teams specifically, Lonzo. Except for yesterday, Ward Manuel, when asked, hey, could SMU be dropped behind Alabama in the rankings if they lose the ACC championship game? What did Ward Manuel say, great one? He said, absolutely they can. He said, we'll see, which you might as well just go, yeah, they're not Bama, so bleep them.
I don't, the last I checked, it's 2024, and I can't believe someone named their kid Ward. But
he's got an E on the end. It's very fancy.
Okay.
Yeah. He's actually the second person I've known named Ward. There was a kid I went to high school with named Ward.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
no E on the end of his, though. It was just W-A-R-D.
It sounds like was he from an uppity family? Because that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. No, not really. I mean, he wasn't poor, but.
Can we please help young Ward with his homework?
Ward said that if SMU was to drop or was to lose the ACC title game, they could maybe potentially be dropped behind Bama. He said, and I quote, we'll see. And we're going to come to that later in the show. But while we're here, does anybody think that we'll see means anything other than, as Dave Chappelle once said in a legendary skit on the Chappelle Show, because, that's why. Like, that's what it sounds like to me. I'm sorry. That's just how it comes across. And when you are already dealing, and by the way, sometimes, great one, it's very rare, but sometimes I question myself. Sometimes there are days that I say stuff and I feel like I spend enough time doing show prep. And the way a lot of this prep works for me, because, and I think that you guys have, if you've listened to the show for any length of time, you realize that for many of us, we frequently come into a segment, come into a show with an opinion on something. And then as we're having the conversation about that thing, we end up coming to a realization about the conversation that we're having. You'd be like, oh, I didn't think about that. Or, oh, that's an interesting angle. That's kind of the fun of this, is that I will spend time coming up with a thought, with a, as you people call it, a take, hot or otherwise. So I'll sit there and I'll sit at night and I'm in the bro cave and I'm putting together the show for the next day, you know, kind of shaping up my, all right, what do I think about this? And how are we going to attack this to make it more interesting than just reading the news, right? And so I'll come up with these takes. And then ordinarily what ends up happening is I like to go dig into the opinions that are being thrown around on the internet and see, okay, does somebody have a take that's different than mine that makes me reconsider? Does somebody have a take that's different than mine that I have a reaction to? Does somebody have a take that's different than mine that I think is like so egregiously bad that I solidify my opinion even more, right? And then I get done. Had a real long day yesterday. We've got some stuff going on in the fam that I'm having to run around the entire state of South Carolina to help out with. And so last night, because Lonzo nailed it when I told him what was going on, and he goes, oh, you're gonna need some video game time. I was like, yep, sure do. Got to the end of the night. Poured myself late last night. I had Duke Auburn on a screen after I watched Bama North Carolina. Great night of college hoops last night. Great night of college hoops. Watched a bunch of basketball, and then I'm like, you know what? Jumping on with the boys. Shooting some pew-pews with the boys last night. Get on, and one of the things that happens when I play with the boys on the old Xbox at the evening time is that because we are all sports dorks, we will start having conversations. And now, you know, sometimes I come up with new takes. So I was reading through some of or listening to some of the stuff that they were saying, because I've been on and on and on about this. I think the college football playoff committee is as concerned. I haven't said more concerned yet, but I'm working towards it. I haven't said more concerned, but I think the college football playoff committee is as concerned with brand as a metric for hoomst is to get in and hoomst is to be left out. I think it is as concerned with brand as it is strength of schedule, results, head-to-head matchups, common opponents, yada, yada, yada. And I've said this really for about a year now. I started saying it after the Florida State debacle last year, and I've continued to say it ever since. I said last year when the Florida State debacle happened and all of you guys were going, oh, Rob, you're just butt hurt because you're a Florida kid and you're mad about a Florida team not getting in. And my response was, no, no. What I'm mad about is that they just set a precedent that they can find a way to bump a team that has earned a playoff shot in order to just give it to somebody else. And I think Bama got in because they got a brand, and it's going to happen to somebody else down the line. Here we are a year later at South Carolina. But I the last day or two, as we've talked about this, I am always open to the other side of the argument. I'm always open to the other side of the argument, except on certain things, like aliens aren't. Like, we haven't proven aliens, right? I'm not hearing that yet. Show me the proof. But I'm always open to the other side of the argument. I like when my mind gets changed. I am open to, that is why the phone lines are always open at 844-326-3663. I am open to the other side of the argument. So the last couple of days, I've kind of been like, all right, maybe those people are right. Maybe I am being sensitive, right? Because I've made the point that, yeah, Carolina fans have a right to be upset about being left out of the 12. But again, we have hammered on and on for a number of years now that head-to-head matchups matter. And there's a reason that you're behind Alabama and Ole Miss. And look, even if Miami was behind those teams, it probably still wouldn't matter. Because even if everything shapes up the way that Lonzo and I ran through the hypothetical yesterday, where all of the dogs were to win in the conference championship games, there is still the most likely outcome. The most likely outcome is that there is one at-large spot available for the four teams, Bama, Miami, Ole Miss, and South Carolina, for the four teams that we are talking about here. And unfortunately for the Gamecocks, you lost the heads up to Bama. You lost the heads up to Ole Miss. That puts you behind them. I thought maybe I'm just being a little sensitive here. And then I started listening to some of the audio that I'm going to play you later on in the show. Dan Patrick said yesterday, Bama's in because they're a brand. Todd McShay said yesterday, Bama's in because they're a brand. I played you the audio yesterday from Barrett Salih, who said Bama's in because they're a brand. Like, this is, I appreciate it when I went out on a limb a year ago and said, this is about the brand. This is about the Crimson A. It's not about football. It's about the Crimson A. And I got blasted for it to the point that I questioned myself, like, do I have a flaw in my logic here? And here we are. And I've got Barrett Salih and Todd McShay and Dan Patrick and a bunch of other big-time heads who clearly aren't terrible at their job because you know their names. And they have all come around saying, this is about the brand. This is about getting that script A into the fold. And I feel better about that take. So we're going to examine the arguments of them, of me, and we're going to see if it is just a narrative that has been driven to the point that you have to participate, or if it's a legit take later on in the show. Lulu Kesson at 8 o'clock to talk Gamecock football. Rashad Beard at 8:40 to talk Panther football. Fight Club with the great Melonzo at 9:20 to talk wrestling and MMA, all coming up on the Rob Brown Show with the Fan Upstate. Two nothing, and it's Thursday. I'm in trouble here, kids. I'm in trouble. I'm gonna need an epic collapse out of the great one, or else this I haven't taken an L in our dummy forgot to turn his mic on game in a minute. I'm in trouble. I am against it now.
Really? That's what you think? Okay.
Yikes.
We don't keep track of these things. If we did, I mean, you may find out that you've lost more than you think.
We don't take. What are you talking
about? No, I mean, we don't have a tally of the month or the year. If we did, we kept track of that, it might be a different than what you think. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think so. I'm pretty good at it. You had one like the week before your vacation because you were going on vacation, yeah, where you got slammered.
Oh, I know.
Bad, like real bad. All right, we got a lot that we're going to continue to discuss here on the show this AM. Again, if you want to be a part of it, now is your opportunity. The renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fan phone is available for you. 844-326-3663. The text line is open at 71307. 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N. We will read them on the air. You can tweet me at the Rob Brown Show. You can tweet Zoe at Lonzo One Word. You can get at all of us here on the station at the Fan Upstate. Don't forget the Ray Memorial Hotline. Go to the Odyssey app. Go to the Fan Upstate page. Click on the little microphone button and leave your 30 to 60 second voice message. And we will get those played on the air for you. Texter said, Rob, auto bids are the main problem with this playoff system. Get rid of auto bids and the best 12 teams will be in. Here's where you find yourself with that. I don't want to say I don't care. I genuinely don't know how I feel about it. Because on one hand, conference championships are a part of the fabric of college football. On the flip side, I am a bit of an iconoclast. I don't particularly care about traditions. I consider them peer pressure from dead people. Like, that's not to say there aren't traditions that I do respect. But I am not one of these people that gets up in their feelings when we get to a point that we realize that a tradition has run its course. Right? So I don't mind shrugging a tradition, but I don't want to buck a tradition for no reason. If I'm going to buck a tradition, it's because that tradition serves no purpose anymore. Sometimes traditions serve the purpose solely of a bond between a large group of people, right? Dumb example, but I know a bunch of Gator fans who have come around to my stance that the Gator bait chant is actually kind of dumb. But even if they all acknowledge that the Gator bait chant is dumb, by the way, Tiger bait for LSU as well. And I don't know if it comes in here, Tiger bait, doesn't matter. The bait thing is dumb. What is bait for? To catch and kill that animal. It's kind of dumb. I know a bunch of Gator fans who will come around, but it is one thing to come around as an individual and go, yeah, that's kind of a dumb phrase. But when you got 70, 80, 90,000 people all screaming it in unison, Gator bait, Gator bait, and Ben Hill Griffin Stadium is rocking to 100,000 people screaming those words together, that tradition, even if it is dumb in that moment, serves the purpose of being a social bond for all of those people to display their camaraderie with their tribe, right? Here's what happens with the auto bids. If you dump the conference championship auto bids, conference championships serve no purpose anymore. Why in the hell, when you just heard Ward Manuel say last night that SMU absolutely can, and by that, I mean he said, and I quote, we'll see. Which is, yeah, but I can't say that, right? Yeah, they absolutely can drop behind Bama, but I'm not going to outright say that because I know a lot of y'all will get mad about it and hate me, which is, Ward, absolutely correct. So if SMU can get dumped behind Bama because they played in a conference championship and Bama did not, if the prize for winning that conference championship game, in this case, a first round bye in the college football playoffs, necessitating only that you win the second, third, and finals, as opposed to having to winning four games to get there. If that is the case, and that auto bid is taken away, and a team like Bama, who does not play in a conference championship game can still jump you. And again, Tuesday night, I was on BetMGM tonight. Ryan Horvat and I were talking about this, and he talked about, you know, SMU Clemson. And I said, well, before we get to that point, Horvat, would you bet me a paycheck right now that if SMU loses, they will not get dropped behind Alabama? And Horvy went, nah, absolutely not. I said, good, because they will. They will. And Brad Evans was like, are you sure about that? I was like, yeah, watch. If SMU loses to Clemson, which is absolutely on the table, they're only a 2.5-point favorite. If they lose to Clemson and they get dropped, they'll get dropped behind Bama. Watch, book it, count it right now. So if that's the case, if that's a reality on the table, and you have taken away the prize of winning a Power Four championship, and more than likely getting yourself an auto bid and an auto buy, why the hell would you play in the conference championship game? What would be the point, right? So I'm not saying you're wrong, Texter. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying that the concept of auto bids going away wouldn't make the playoff bracket better, easier to put together. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is if we go that direction, conference championships go bye-bye. Now, maybe you're okay with that. I'm sure a lot of people are. Lonzo and I have been talking about this in a different perspective for the past couple of weeks. The conversation we've been having is, what would you rather? If I'm a magical football genie, not as funny as Robin Williams, but a funny magical football genie nonetheless, and I showed up and I said, Texter, I can grant you, it's a guarantee, one of two wishes. Wish number one is that you will this year dominate your rival. You will run them out of the state. You will win a game that will be talked about spanning the ages of the fandom of your school. But you don't go to the college football playoffs. I guarantee you a rivalry win, but you don't go to the playoffs. Or the other option is you're going to lose to your rival this year, but I guarantee you a spot in the college football playoffs. There will be a significant group of people who'd say, I'd rather take the historic win over the rival and no playoffs. But I'd be willing to bet that if I asked 100 college football fans, would you rather have a historic win over your rival or a guaranteed playoff berth? I guarantee the majority would take the automatic playoff berth. There will be some, primarily likely older college football fans, who will say, I'll take the historic win over the rival and no playoff. But I guarantee the majority of fans would take the playoff berth. So here's my question. Let's change that up. Let's make it a different set of circumstances. It is once again I, Rob Brown, the magical football genie. And I come to you with two options. Option number one. I can declare you conference champion. And as conference champion, you're going in, but you're going in, I don't know, you're going in to the playoffs as a 12 seed. Or you're not conference champion, but you're going in as the 5 seed. We've talked about the advantages of being the 5 seed. You got to play at home, sure. You got to play at home, but you get to play at home. You got to play the extra game, but it's at the house. And if you win that game, you get the 4 seed in the next round. You get the lowest seeded conference champ. Which of those would you rather take? I guarantee you you're winning the SEC, the ACC, the Big 10, the Big 12, whatever conference you're in. I guarantee you're winning that. But you are catching the hardest path through the playoffs. You're on the road in round one. You got the 1 seed in round two. You've got likely the highest remaining seeds in round 3 and 4 and the finals, right? Which of those are you taking? Would you sacrifice a conference championship in order to make the easiest possible path? I would say the answer is probably yes, right? And for the record, before you think I'm crazy,
Who's done that this year? Notre Dame. Notre Dame's got the 5 seed. Likely, more than likely, Notre Dame's got the 5 seed. There's a chance they don't, but it's very small. Notre Dame's going to get the 5 seed. And if Notre Dame gets the 5 seed, they're going to get, in round number one, the last team in, which is, if it's Clemson, the Tigers going up to South Bend, Indiana. And I know it gets chilly here in December, but y'all ain't seen Indiana cold in the middle of December. It sucks. I have. It's miserable.
Second major snowstorm coming through, I think, this weekend up there. So, yeah.
It's going to be miserable, dude. So the Clemson Tigers, and by the way, because y'all love some snow football, have a great time in South Bend, Indiana, boys. Have a great time telling me how tough you are up in South Bend, Indiana in the middle of damn December. I got a sneaky suspicion a lot of y'all ain't flying up to that game. But we'll see. We'll see. Notre Dame is not playing in a conference championship game. They're going to catch the 5 seed. They're going to host in the first round against the last team in. And then they're going to catch probably the lowest remaining. They will catch the, if they win that game, the 4 seed in round two, which is likely going to be Boise State. If Clemson gets in, it'll likely be Boise State. So Notre Dame's got Clemson coming to South Bend for the first round, then a neutral site matchup against the Boise State Broncos in round two. As Jim Harbaugh says, who's got it better than us? That's the easiest path, at least through the first two rounds, with all due respect to Clemson. It wouldn't be easy if that was a neutral site game, but if I get them Tigers coming up to South Bend, Indiana, to play in 17 and snow, I'll take that advantage every time, right? Because most of the guys on that roster are Midwestern boys. They grew up in that weather. Most of the guys on Clemson's roster ain't. It's a world of difference. So this is exactly my point. If we do away with the auto bids and we just say, hey, stack them, rack them, play a 12-team season, and we take the 12 best teams, that's fine. But there are no more conference championship games. If I was the ACC, I would shut that conference championship game down immediately. Because while it gets Clemson in this year, or if it gets SMU in this year, it's costing you a second bid either way. Right? If there wasn't one, maybe you get SMU and Miami in at the cost of Clemson, but you get two in. Right now, after what Ward Manuel said yesterday, there's a very good possibility Clemson beats SMU, SMU drops behind Alabama, and the ACC only gets its champ in. How much pressure is on the ACC at that point? The night after they get their asses kicked and they got to say to the SEC, you own us in basketball now too, the one thing we used to have. Are you playing a conference championship at that point? My answer is hell to the no. No, 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 no. All right. You got some more text? 71307. Start your text with Fan. We'll react to them when we come back. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It is the Fan Upstate. Texter said, as a Clemson fan, I disagree with a team's inability to move up. If you're a Clemson fan, you're very in favor of the auto bids right now. Very in favor of the auto bids, because the auto bid is the only way that you are going dancing in the end of December. It's the only way you're going dancing. So Clemson fans, very much in favor of the auto bids. Otherwise, you wouldn't be there, right? So I get what you're saying, but again, what are you worried about? In this scenario, what I am arguing here is that Clemson would be a team who does have the ability to move up. Let me be very clear about the take that I had earlier. The take that I had earlier was no team who participates in a conference championship game should be jumped by a team who does not. So what I'm saying is nobody that is ranked behind Clemson, with the exception of UNLV, should be able to jump Clemson this weekend. On the flip side, teams that win their conference championship game should be allowed to jump teams who A, lose theirs, or B, do not participate in theirs. So the list of teams that I think should be eligible to move up this weekend. Oregon will be on that list, but they can't move up. They're at the very top. But Penn State should be eligible to move up this weekend if they win the Big Ten championship game. UNLV and Boise State should be eligible to move up. Tulane and Army should be eligible to move up. Iowa State and Arizona State. Georgia and Texas. Penn State and Oregon. Clemson and SMU. That's it. That's the list. Those teams should be eligible to move up this weekend. No one else should. And no team that I did not just list, no team that I did not just list should be eligible to move up. If I didn't say your name, and I am talking about Bama, and I am talking about Ole Miss, and all due respect, I'm talking about South Carolina. No team should be eligible to move up without a certifiable reason that is directly connected to the conference championship game. I asked this question yesterday. I'll ask it again today. Do you think, for instance, if you're a South Carolina Gamecock fan, do you think you should be rooting for Clemson this weekend? I think the answer is yeah. I think if you're a Gamecock fan, you should be rooting for Clemson to go win by 90. Why? Because it boosts
I think your mouth should be washed out with
hang
soap.
On. Let me make my argument first.
I get the argument.
Because you're coming at it from a fan perspective.
Yeah, but you were speaking to the fans.
I understand. But I am telling the fans why they should not approach this from a fan perspective. Because there's only one way. There's only one way that South Carolina could theoretically, and it's not going to happen. Before I even say it, let me clear the air on this. Not going to happen. But here's the best hope that South Carolina could jump Ole Miss and Alabama and Miami. Here's the best hope. The best hope you have is that the Clemson Tigers in the ACC championship game on Saturday night, 8 p.m., Bank of America Stadium, Charlotte, North Carolina. Your only hope is that Clemson goes and wins that game by 50. If Clemson goes and wins that game by 50, then your road win at Clemson looks a hell of a lot better. Ward Manuel has been saying the word data points on end for weeks now. Clemson's or South Carolina's win on the road at Clemson is a data point right now, right? It is a data point. It's why you're at 14 and not further back. If it is a data point, then I would make the argument that that data point can be improved. And not just be improved, but improved with recency, like improved now. If Clemson goes and beats SMU by 50 this weekend, I mean, they just ragdoll them, then does not South Carolina's win on the road at Clemson at the end of the year, a team that was a top 12 team to end the year, doesn't that immediately look that much better? If Clemson goes and beats the number 8 team in the country by 50, then South Carolina's win 7 days before that, now it is objectively that much better of a win as far as the eye test goes. The week after you went to their house and beat them, they went to a neutral site and beat the number 8 team in the world by 50 points. That would be saying something for South Carolina. So while as a fan, it might make you nauseous to pull for Clemson on Saturday night, if there is any chance for South Carolina's resume to be polished up without playing this weekend, because I know that Ward Manuel said 2 days ago that teams that are not playing this weekend cannot improve their standings. Remember that? We played it literally yesterday. Literally 24 hours ago. We played you the audio of Ward Manuel saying, teams that do not play this weekend cannot improve. But then, 24 hours later, he said the opposite. 24 hours later. No, he didn't directly say we changed our mind. Yes, they can. But he did say that SMU could drop behind Alabama. Well, if SMU drops behind Alabama, Alabama has improved their positioning, right? Am I bananas over here?
Well, the whole point when he said no one can improve, they absolutely can. If people drop completely, if teams completely drop out, some are going to move up.
But, right. Yeah, but that is the exact opposite of what he said 24 hours ago.
As I said yesterday, you read it one way or you heard it one way and I heard it a different way. He didn't say.
He said teams cannot improve that are not playing this weekend. That's what he said.
But he didn't.
Word for word.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Is that not what he said? I'll go find the sound.
Again,
that's what he said.
I just didn't hear it that way. I just didn't. And I heard the audio. I was here. I was paying attention. I was here.
Let
me put it this way. It didn't make sense because if a team, there teams that lose definitely have a shot to move out of the top 12, which would move some teams up.
So teams can improve. Yeah, that's right. What I'm saying. That's exactly right. the opposite of what he said.
Well,
it is by definition. You cannot move a team down without moving a team up, which means that if you move a team up, they are improving their positioning. And if they can move up without playing this weekend, then what more Manuel said is crap. That's not true. Teams can improve. Now, teams cannot hang on.
He didn't sound certain in his speaking. There was hesitation there, like maybe he said the wrong thing.
I mean, that sounds like a him problem.
It does.
That sounds like a him problem. Now, I will give him this because there was another way that he phrased it, Lonzo. The other way that he phrased it, and I think we can meet in the middle on this. The other way that he phrased it was he said, teams that do not play this weekend cannot be evaluated any further. That I'm fine with.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay? But then he said they can't improve. That's a different sentence. I am fine with they can't be evaluated any further, and I agree with that.
You just got to believe that a team could stink it up so bad that they could drop far enough that some teams will move up.
And that's what So here's my thing, and this is why I'm saying that. Gamecock fans have to be rooting for Clemson not just to win this weekend, but to win by 100.
Come on, dude.
No, I'm not saying they will. I'm saying you should, logically speaking. And this is where if you want your team in, you got to put your fandom a million miles away and look at this from a pragmatic and rational stance. Pragmatically speaking, rationally speaking, if you're a Gamecock fan, you're rooting for Clemson to win by 100 points for two reasons. Number one, Ward Manuel said SMU could drop behind Bama. And if they can drop behind Bama, why can't they drop behind South Carolina, who has, in my opinion, better resume than Bama? The only difference being Bama beat them. Right? So SMU could drop out behind South Carolina. And number two, if Clemson wins by 100, what they're not going to do is jump ahead of South Carolina. And if they do, it is sheer rank hypocrisy from the committee. Because the whole premise of South Carolina being behind Ole Miss, who they are a better football team than, have a better strength of schedule against, have a better resume than, have better losses and better wins than Ole Miss. The reason Ole Miss is ahead of South Carolina is what? The head-to-head. So if the head-to-head matters that much, and the committee has said that it does, based on these rankings, if the head-to-head matters that much, they can't put Clemson ahead of South Carolina. They can only simply dump them right in behind them. Although Clemson would have the auto bid, it doesn't matter. The point is, Clemson, the best they could do is come up to 15. But if they beat SMU by 100, SMU could fall down to 15 or worse. And because, again, head-to-head matters, you would have to put them behind Clemson, which puts them at 16. And what does that do? That clears not one, but two spaces out ahead of the South Carolina Gamecocks, and maybe, just maybe, with some chaos in other places, maybe, just maybe, they could slip into that 11 spot with Clemson getting the 12 spot and having to play on the road. You would too. But the point here is that only happens if Clemson wins by 100. So here's your options. You can be the rival and go, I hope Clemson loses, and that's all well and good, but nothing changes, and you are definitely not in. Or you can put the fandom aside for a night, hope Clemson wins by 100, and you have a shot. It's a Powerball lottery shot. But this is the college football playoffs. I will take a Powerball lottery shot before I take no shot at all.
I believe the playoffs are set. The order is just we're going to figure out the order this weekend. I, 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 I'm glad that you're trying to spread hope to the Gamecocks, but they're not getting in.
I agree. I don't think you're getting in. But again, the only I am yes, I will acknowledge that on behalf of the Gamecock fans, I am grasping for straws here. Anywhere I can find one, I'm gonna grab that straw. And the only straw, there is one straw.
Yeah, you're leaping for that straw.
I am. I'm trying to LeBron up and grab that thing at the rim. And I ain't touched a rim in a very long time. Very long time. But if I'm jumping up grabbing for a straw, I see one. I see one. And the only straw, and I'm doing this off of the words of Ward Manuel. The only straw I can find is Ward Manuel saying, teams that, and I'll even give him the credit and not beat him over the head with this. I'll give him the credit and use the phrase that he said that is true as opposed to the one that he said that isn't true. When he said teams can't improve this weekend, that's incorrect. They absolutely can. What the one he said that is true is teams cannot be evaluated any further if they're not playing this weekend. Okay, fine. Can't evaluate them any further. Although I even disagree with that. Because again, if Clemson wins by 90, South Carolina's win over Clemson has, by default, has to look more impressive, right? Because now, whether the committee factors this in or not, is irrelevant. At that point, South Carolina will have beaten a top 12 team, a Power 5 conference champion, and done it on the road. If that happened, if anybody else, if Bama did this, you don't think they'd be hearkening this like a herald of old? They would be screaming about how this is the reason why Bama's in. If they were to beat a Power 5 conference champion on the road, that was a top 12 team to end the season. It would be the reason they justify putting Bama in, but not South Carolina, right? So, I don't know if the committee will figure it into their numbers, their votes, or whatever. But if Clemson wins by 90, you're fine. You have two things. Number one, SMU theoretically could drop behind you and should, because Clemson, based on the fact that Ole Miss is ranked ahead of South Carolina, Clemson can't jump South Carolina because they lost to them. And that's the reason South Carolina's behind Ole Miss and Alabama. So Clemson can only move to 15, and SMU, theoretically, has to move behind them, which means that that's two teams, two spots that aren't filled up above them. There's South Carolina jumping up a couple of spots. And it puts a little shine on that end-of-season rivalry win, a road game, a road win over a top 12 team and a Power 5 conference champion. There is one straw, and it's 70 feet in the air. But as I said earlier, I will take a Powerball lottery ticket's chance to get in before I take no chance at all. So if you want to pull against Clemson on Saturday night, because your fandom outweighs your desire for even a Powerball chance to get into the playoffs, okay, you're a fan. You're a fan above all else. And I get that. I understand that. But if you want a Powerball lottery chance to get in, you need Clemson to win by 40. You need them to go out there and drag SMU. That's the only shot. All right. Water cooler cheat sheet coming up in the next hour. We'll take your phone calls at 844-FANFONE. All that and more after the golden voice of sports. Lonzo, read you this sports flash.
I'll be watching Saturday night to watch SMU win because I predicted, and more importantly, to watch Clemson lose. The Duke Blue Devils knocked off the Auburn Tigers in a top 10 showdown at Cameron Indoor last night. Cooper Flagg led the Blue Devils with 22 points and 11 boards, and Isaiah Evans recorded 18 points off the bench. The number one men's basketball team in America was upset last night as the Creighton Blue Jays knocked off the Kansas Jayhawks 76-63. Kansas shot just 35% from the floor and 8 of 23 from deep, while Creighton shot 47% and 41% respectfully. Number 10, Alabama knocked off number 20, North Carolina last night, 94-79. Alabama kept North Carolina to less than 18% from three and shot nearly 50% from the floor. Tune in this Saturday at 11:30 a.m. as the Furman Paladins take on the Princeton Tigers. It's Furman versus Princeton right here on your home for Furman Paladins basketball. The Fan, Upstate.